Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Thursday, but every day is a good, the bad, and the dumb day. So let's get the good to make you feel better on this Thursday. Ron Culver, take it away.
All right, you ready to have your mind blown?
Blown.
All right, I'm going to read you this headline. You got to remember this would be if I was reading this headline yesterday, okay?
Okay.
On this date in 1983, so we're talking about March 3rd, 1983, the winningest quarterback in Super Bowl history checked into a Louisiana hospital using an assumed name, Tom Brady.
No, he did not. Is that true?
Apparently, I'm going through different sources to make sure, you know, because it sounds like an Onion story.
It completely sounds like an Onion story. He used Brady?
He used Thomas Brady.
Thomas Brady. Well, that's close enough.
Yes.
That's like the universe playing tricks on you, right?
Yeah.
That is weird. That's like
He checked into a hotel because he had a torn muscle and tendons in his throwing elbow after he had slipped on a wet field while throwing a pass. And it was during the football season. It was just hampering him all season long. So he went to a hospital in Louisiana to have it checked out. And, you know, doctor performed surgery. But the surgery was performed under an alias. And the alias Terry Bradshaw gave was Tom Brady.
Well, we should be asking TB about this because he
which
is
TB?
Very, yeah, we should. Well, he's very vocal. He does a lot of, you know, he'll talk on in front of any camera that comes his way. He should be all over this.
I'm really hoping that he doesn't come out and say, oh, no, that didn't happen.
No, he needs to roll with this.
I need this to be true.
He needs to roll with this and let it stay. What's that line from The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance? When the legend becomes myth, print the legend. This, you know, just let this be truth, even if it's not quite true. Let it be truth. Thomas Brady, that's great. Now listen, let's dissect this for a second. All right, it's not like Tom Brady is Mike Krzyzewski, right? I mean, it's not like
No,
it's not that, but it is remarkable. It is kind of one of those.
I mean, of all names to choose,
exactly like. There's a cosmic inspiration on Terry Bradshaw back in 83 to use this name that later becomes synonymous with what he is at that time.
Right. Well, let's think. All right, Tom is a very popular name that begins with T.
Sure.
So that's easy. But what would be a popular last name that begins with B? Maybe Brown? So you can go Tom Brown.
Tom Brown, yeah, maybe, yeah.
You could have gone Tim Brown because Tim Brown wasn't really a thing at the time in '83, right?
Right.
Tim Brown was it was still probably a junior high because what he went. When did Tim Brown win the Heisman? Late '80s, right?
Yeah, I want to say '89 or something.
So I mean, he probably was still a junior high, maybe a freshman in high school in '83. I don't know. I just find it amazing. Of all names to choose, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Thomas Brady.
Well, you're right. If he's going to do the TB thing, maybe this is how he got there. But the cosmic world, that's amazing to me. Yeah. That blows me away.
Yeah.
Although years and years ago, when I was a sports director at the station, and they, you know, back in the day when people used to write names down that sounded... So for ratings purposes, you wanted to have a catchy name. And my last name is Desiri, and it's something people can't spell and may not be able to remember. So they were actually talking about changing what my moniker would be. And the name that came up with was Anthony Davis. Well, I was very glad that that didn't come around.
That would have been fantastic.
Wouldn't that have been kind of weird if I had gone by that? And I just stayed with that all the years that I was in radio? And then people are like, oh, yeah, you must have been a Kentucky fan. No, I'm not. Not even a Pelicans fan or a Lakers fan. I came up way before that tall guy came up with his name.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, he had to be in elementary school when he started in radio, right?
I would have chosen Anthony Daniels in honor of the guy who played C-3PO. That would have been better. Well, that would work, too.
Yeah, but he was already a name.
He was already a name. He was already established. Yeah. I would have gotten Anthony Davis first. And then it would have switched, much like Michael Bolton in Office Space, right? You know, very, very
similar. Why should
similar.
I change my name?
Why should I change my name? Exactly.
God, I haven't seen that movie in years. I got
it. It makes me want to watch it now. Yeah. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is a former Marlins exec, David Sampson. Says,
I know this name, yeah.
Yeah, he says Albert Pujols is lying about his age, and everyone in baseball knows it.
Could he be right, though?
Oh, I think he's absolutely right.
I think he's absolutely right.
Hey,
but is that something you just wouldn't admit publicly?
Well, he says it came at a time when like the things were shady. There's a large amount of fraud coming out of the Dominican. And Pujols even said it himself. I mean, he said he actually hit off Octavio Dotel. This was back in a 2018 interview. And he says, I had to be about 12, maybe 13 years old. And you know, but it's like, I've known him for 28 years. And so everyone was doing the math. So by his own accord, by what he was saying, and doing all the math, they figure Albert Pujols is probably closer to being 44 right now.
Wow. Now that's even more impressive. But, you know, the idea, and again, I guess boils down to it, the idea that all of that sort of the Latin trek to Major League Baseball, the idea that that's all been on the up and up and that's all been devoid of fraud and manipulation is lying. That's not true.
Yeah.
It has been like that. What degree, how much, we don't know, but we do know that it's built on, a number of players have been built on that. But from Dave Sampson's point, would that be something that if you were in baseball, you would never talk about, right? Like kind of like, hey, look, there's a couple of things we know. We know how the sausage gets made here, but we're never going to tell anybody.
Yeah.
Like, is he breaking some sort of industry code by bringing this topic up? Or is it something that, I'm just telling you what you may have been suspect, but that's the way it is.
Yeah. He said that when they were doing the contract, by their calculations, the deal that they didn't care about 2019, 20, or 21 because they knew he'd be unproductive. Because we knew that he was not the age that he said he was.
Interesting.
We had all the information.
That's interesting. That's a good point.
So they didn't really, front loaded the deal heavily. And by the time it got to the back end, it was like, we don't care. We'll just throw the money at him.
That is funny. That's actually a weird way to look at it. I wonder how much of that still goes on to this day. You know, when you have a player everyone thinks he's 22, but he's really 25, and we know this contract would put him at 43, but we don't care. We don't care.
Yeah. I wonder if Pujols will come out someday and go, I'm 48 years old.
Yeah.
Been dyeing my hair for the last 8 years. And
amazing. Amazing.
But, if it is true, what explained the drop-off in production? Just hits home runs now. Nothing
that's
else.
Really, that's really it. You're absolutely right. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is one of the dumber ones I've seen in a long time.
All right.
Gen Z, Generation Z. I'm not even sure which age group that is, but I know
it's the
more
recent one.
Yeah, I was
going to ask you. What's the recent one?
It's after Millennial.
Okay.
Millennials are actually done with by now, but we still attribute all the stupid things that Millennials do still to Millennials. But it's really Generation Z. Anyhow, Generation Z TikTokers are trying to cancel Eminem.
Eminem?
Over his controversial lyrics in a recent song he did. And I want you to, can you imagine how well that's going, Tony?
I can only imagine. Yeah.
So many people on Twitter are saying, like, you're really going to try to cancel Eminem?
Yeah.
The FCC couldn't cancel Eminem.
That's
two
right.
Two presidents couldn't cancel Eminem.
They've tried to do this and couldn't do this.
Yeah. Like, do you guys not know who Eminem is? He's probably one of the few that's uncancelable, if that's a word.
What have we done to these children?
I don't know.
What have we seriously done to these children? Is it because we gave them all trophies? Is that what it is?
Maybe it is.
Because, you know, I've said for years, that's not the kids' fault. That's our fault. That's our generation's fault. We did that to them. Like a 6-year-old, 7-year-old playing baseball didn't say, I need a trophy. We all went, no, we don't want to give just one peeper. No, maybe we did this to them.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is crazy.
Just this line alone. Celebs, countries, two presidents, and the U.S. government have all tried to cancel him. They failed.
That's great.
So good luck, Generation Z.
Good luck, Generation Z.
The man is, you won't be able to. He'll keep on writing. He might disappear. Remember, he disappeared for a little bit. We didn't really talk about him. Then he came back with an album, and everyone was just like, he's back.
Isn't his daughter? Does his daughter has a child now? Isn't he a grandpa?
I think so.
I think he's because his daughter Haley's got to be in her. Yeah, they're 30 now.
They're trying to cancel him over lyrics with in a love song. I'm using quotations there. It's called "Love the Way You Lie" that he did with Rihanna, where he says some not nice things. Right.
Right.
He goes, "I know I'm a liar. If she ever tries to bleep leave again, I'm gonna tie her to the bed and set this house on fire." So they're trying to cancel. But you got to know, Eminem's been saying these things over and over and over for years,
and over again. It's kind of part of his whole Slim Shady character.
Yes.
And he's also talked about
Watch 8 Mile. I mean, the whole movie.
Do. I mean, yeah,
8 Mile. The whole movie's about people trying to cancel him, and he kept rising to the top. Even getting beat up, he kept rising to the top.
Exactly.
So yeah, good luck.
Good luck, Generation Z.
No, that's a dumb thing I've ever saw.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Nicole Auerbach's going to join us in just a few minutes. We'll talk some college basketball with her. What's it been like? What's the teams to watch? Conference tournaments starting this week with some of the smaller conferences, and then next week, all the big ones before Selection Sunday. As we continue along, it's Wake Up Call.